Hi guys, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. Today I want to start straight away with a guitar that is made by a classical guitar luthier whose name is actually not that well known, I would say. But at the same time, he is one of the elite double top guitar makers worldwide. And I'm talking about Reza Safavian, the Iranian guitar luthier who is based in Germany for many years and who is also a close friend of Matthias Daman. Reza Safavian is building double top guitars of the highest quality. I mean, you can hear it straight away from the first tone. To be more specific about the qualities of the sound, his guitars are very loud. They project a lot. They have a super even sound, extremely well balanced, and they have also a very beautiful tone. It's very soft and smooth, and one of the most important things also for him is that it has a very wide dynamic range, and this is something that some double top guitars are lacking, this very important quality. And Reza Safavian has also a very scientific approach. He is measuring everything. He's making sure that everything is exactly working in the way as he wants. And as I said, he is also a close friend of Matthias Daman, and they are discussing a lot and changing ideas. This guitar is brand new. It's from 2025. It comes with a cedar top. The core of the double top is Nomex, and it comes with Indian rosewood back and sides, slightly elevated fingerboard, and the guitar is of course built super precise, and it's one of the best double top guitars that you can find on the market now. And I personally, I'm just in love with the sound of this guitar, because it's not only loud, or it doesn't sound only like a double top guitar, it has also a very beautiful tone. But enough talking, let's play a few tones on this guitar. The sustain is so even. Every tone has the same loudness and intensity. So I notice I'm going to talk a lot about the sound of this guitar because it's so impressive, but I try to play more. I mean, these kind of tones. This is almost like a vintage, I don't know, Santos Hernandez or Garcia guitar in terms of the mellow sound and the soul of the guitar. It sounds Spanish, but at the same time you have the power of a modern guitar. Thank you. this guitar doesn't sound full and good only if you play an E minor chord. But even if you play chords in these positions, the guitar is responding so well, and it has still the intensity and the power and the amount of overtones of the chords that you play in the first positions. What an elegant tone. And also the E, it has a quite long sustain, and usually some double top guitars with a lower air body frequency tend to have short notes on the higher positions. But in this case, it's very even and long. I mean, the dynamic range on this guitar is so impressive. You can play very soft and piano. The sound is there in its full spectrum, and you don't have the feeling that only because you are playing very piano that the guitar doesn't give you much. The tone is complete, even if you play piano. But if you get louder, the guitar gives you that loudness and that headroom. At some point, we have to move to the next guitar. Otherwise, I could play the whole day on this guitar made by Reza Safavian, a guitar luthier who has gained a huge recognition in the elite group of double top guitar makers. And as always, I'm very curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of this Reza Safavian guitar? And let's move to the next instrument. And the next guitar is from a different epoch. It's made by Santos Hernandez. I mean, it's a name or a luthier that doesn't need any kind of presentation. And this guitar is from 1928. And Santos Hernandez has built a flamenco guitar. It's a Flamenca Blanca from 1928 with a spruce top and cypress back and sides. And it's of course a very lightweight guitar. I would say let's play a few tones on it and see how this guitar sounds. It has a very dry and intimate tone. I mean, the first thing what I notice is a very pure sound. I don't know how to describe it exactly, but it sounds very honest. And very vintage. And I think it's the first time that I'm playing a Santos Hernandez flamenco guitar. So I think it's also very rare that you find a Santos Hernandez flamenco model. I think also classical pieces work quite well on this guitar because you have, actually you have on this guitar a more round sound than a very bright sound, what you would usually expect from a flamenco guitar. But it's a very elastic sounding guitar at the end, and of course you don't have to play only flamenco on this guitar. And yeah, it's also a piece of history. The Santos Hernandez from 1928. And let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is also a very special guitar. Why? It's made by the young German guitar luthier Nils Scherbesta from Leipzig, one of the, I don't know, I would say one of the most beautiful cities in Germany. If you are in Germany, visit Leipzig after you have visited Karlsruhe, where Zika's Guitars is located. And Nils Scherbesta is building mostly double top guitars, if I'm not wrong. And anyway, this guitar is for sure a double top guitar. And I can tell you straight away, this is one of the most traditional sounding double top guitars that I have tried. It has, of course, all those qualities of a double top guitar. And it's brand new from 2025. And it comes with a cedar top and very high quality and beautiful Madagascar rosewood back and sides. It has also a slightly elevated fingerboard. I guess also the bridge is Madagascar. I guess, I'm not sure. But you can find more detailed information on our website. You can find the link in the video description. And I think also the rosette sounds, I wanted to, it's only about sound. Also the rosette looks stunning It's very traditional. It has also a huge contrast to the top of the guitar with those black colors. You find many black colors in this rosette, and I personally love this rosette a lot. Great work. And it's the guitar number 39, a double top guitar, and let's see how it sounds. Very good sustain in the basses. And travels. Understand when I'm talking about the traditional sound? It sounds somehow very bright and well separated. Artificial sounding double top guitar and very inviting to play on. Also, because of the fast response of the guitar, it's very comfortable and easy to play faster pieces and scales on this instrument. Congratulations to Nils Shebessa for this amazing instrument. And let me know what do you think about the sound of this guitar. Beautiful one. And the next guitar is made by one of the most respected and loved guitar luthiers from Spain, who unfortunately passed away in 2018, Marcelino Lopez Nieto. And Marcelino was building also lutes and baroque guitars and romantic guitars, but in focus was building flamenco and classical guitars for him. And this guitar is from 1966. 1966? Yes, but it's in a super good condition. It's very lightweight, so I expect a very fast responding guitar. And it comes with a spruce top and mahogany back and sides. Well, I expect this guitar also to sound very Spanish and traditional. Let's see. First impression is intimate tone. It reminds me a little bit of José Luis Romanillo's guitars in terms of a simple, elastic, and intimate sound. And very singing. Say, what is the other quality of the sound? I would say it has also a super well balanced sound. It's very even. If I play a chord, every tone is there in the same loudness and intensity. Next guitar. And the last guitar of this week is a beautiful romantic guitar made by the German guitar luthier Javier Kirchensteiner. And this instrument is from around 1900 and it comes with a 62 centimeter scale. Javier Kirchensteiner was building also violins and sitars, and in his workshop they have made over 5,000 instruments. And this romantic guitar, which is also in a super good condition, comes with a spruce top and bird's eye maple back and sides. Also slightly elevated fingerboard. It's funny that at that time, around 1900, they were using elevated fingerboard. But I don't know if this elevated fingerboard was the purpose, or maybe it was just the result of the construction, and the idea was not to have an elevated fingerboard. I mean, I'm not the expert in that topic, but it's interesting to discuss it. Let's play a few tones on this romantic guitar from 1900, made by Javert Kerschensteiner. Very soft tone, full of overtones. I think this instrument represents actually the sound of that epoch of romantic guitars very well. It sounds very soft, a little bit boxy and intimate sound, and it's more dark than bright. You have less higher frequencies in the sound, but more mid-range and bottom end in the frequency. Yeah, it's also in a very good condition. For me, of course, it's not that easy to play this instrument because the neck is, of course, slightly thinner than the usual guitars, and also it has a 62 centimeter scale. But still, it feels very good, very natural, and if you play a few hours on this guitar, you will adapt very fast. Well, it was also the last instrument of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. And as usual, let me know which guitar did you like the most. And subscribe to our channel, and don't forget to leave a like, please, if you like the video and if it was helpful for you to have a good impression of the sound of the guitars. Have a nice weekend and enjoy the weather and the heat. See you next week.